Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick Mulready back with you here, episode number 62 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. If this is your first time listening to the show, big welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to hang out with me. As always, really appreciate it. Got a good one for you today. On the show today, we're going to be talking about evergreen sales funnels with David Siteman Garland from therisetothetop.com. Now, if you're not familiar with who David is, he's been in the online space for several years now. He's one of the original podcasters and web show hosts, having started his show, The Rise to the Top, back in 2008. So he's been doing this a little while. And today he focuses on helping people create and sell digital programs and products online. And he's been really successful in his business. He's created a seven-figure business for himself. And today we're going to be talking about an evergreen sales funnel that he's created in his business that's generating about $20,000 a week. We're going to break down how he does it, each step in the evergreen sales funnel process that he set up, the tools that he uses, and how you can look to model what he's doing in your own business. Now, as you'll hear, David is high energy and he loves teaching this stuff. Always fun to talk to David. We cover a lot today, so I'm going to jump right into it with him. Let's go hang out with David. All right, David, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going, my friend?
Rick, it is always fantastic when I'm talking to you. All is good, my man.
Okay, cool. Cool. Well, thanks for joining me here. And I'm really excited to talk about something that I've been talking a little bit more about over on the blog and the emails and so forth. But we're going to be talking about evergreen webinars and how to leverage paid traffic to get people into that sales funnel. And you do a really, really good job with this with your Create Awesome Online Courses training course. So let's kind of start there. What does the evergreen funnel look like for you in your business?
Yeah, it's interesting because you just mentioned actually something that we don't do a ton of. We actually don't do a lot that are webinar based. You know what I mean? In terms of evergreen, it's actually a full funnel from the start. So let me explain a little bit how it works, right? So for those that don't know, an evergreen funnel, instead of being based on the same dates and times on the calendar for every single person, right? So meaning, hey, we're starting on November 9th and we're ending on November 10th. It's based on when they opt in, when they get the content, but then everything else is just like a regular launch, meaning it opens for someone, it closes for someone, and when they go, let's say late to view them to try to enroll, it's gone, right? So everything works the same as a live launch. It's just that it's based on when they opt in. So the way that our funnel works, we've got a few of them, but I'll tell you about the one that I really like that we've really tweaked and kind of thrown fire on over the last 2 years. It averages, I would say, Rick, just to give a scope for people, probably about 17 to 22 grand a week at least. Wow, just nice. This one funnel. So here's the basics on how it works. People opt in for something free. Okay? So it's here's some examples of some stuff we give away. A cheat sheet. So we've got a cheat sheet on, you know, creating and promoting for online courses. You opt in for the cheat sheet. Great. That's kind of step one. Okay? It can also be we have a tech guide for creating online courses. So you opt in for the tech guide. That's another option. A third one, not to overcomplicate stuff, but it's also people that are on my email list that maybe came in from somewhere else. Maybe we did a webinar and they didn't buy, or maybe they came in through another kind of other way. We can also then put them into this funnel as well. Okay. So the way that it really works is this. They go in, they opt in free, and then we have a 10-day funnel. And the 10-day funnel includes lots of fun and prizes, Rick, which I'm sure you love. But
I do.
It's got lots of great free stuff. And that's how the funnel starts off. It starts off with great free videos, great content, downloads, all that kind of stuff. That goes on for about, you know, 6 or 7 days. And then it goes into a timed launch for my course. And then, you know, they go in and they get just as if you're going through a launch, says, hey, it's opening tomorrow night. It's closing on Friday. Here we go. Here's the options. And then you get, you know, sales links and reminders until it expires. And then everything goes away at the deadline. So that's kind of the Cliff's Notes version of how the funnel works.
So, okay. So I a lot of questions are coming out of that. How do you get traffic into it? I know that you run Facebook ads into it. To get people into the sales funnel. Are you running any other ways of or forms of traffic into it?
Yeah, for sure. So good question. I was going to say, we just pray and we hope traffic comes, which is always a great strategy.
That's a good strategy.
As you know. Yeah. So here's our sources of traffic for a funnel. That's a great question. So one is people that came in kind of somewhere else. Maybe they came in and did a live webinar with me or something like that. Maybe they didn't enroll. Maybe something like that happened. And this kind of gives an option to remarket to those people, right? So one source is my own email list itself. Another one, a huge one for us, which I think you know a thing or two about, is Facebook ads, mm-hmm. right? So Facebook ads are our paid traffic strategy. And we might, you know, in the future expand and try some other stuff that's going on right now. You know, I mean, we haven't tried Instagram ads or anything like that. But the thing is, it's cool, once you have a funnel that works, then you can expand off, right? And see what works and what doesn't, you know? So Facebook ads for us is a huge part of the strategy. It's something that we're running, tweaking, we're messing with all the time is Facebook ads. And then kind of the third source, well, there's three and four. Third source is organic traffic to my website. And you know what? In some cases, also paid traffic to the website. So maybe it's a blog post that we're promoting on Facebook, and then the call to action is, hey, download this cheat sheet or something like that, right? So we also have the cheat sheet and various different ways you can get to it on the website. So you're going to have organic traffic and traffic coming there. And then the fourth source is also we offer opportunities for our affiliate partners and things like that where they can promote through this funnel as well. So those are kind of our main four sources: own list, Facebook, organic and stuff coming to the website, and affiliates.
Okay. So you mentioned that you're doing like between 17 and 22,000 per week on this sales funnel. Do you think that it like in order to increase that, have you looked at whether this is a traffic issue or a conversion issue? And I don't mean the issue.
Yeah.
But I mean looking at increasing that, what are the areas that you'd probably start with?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, and I'd say the average, if you're really to hammer me home, I'd say the average is, you know, around 20 grand. A week for this funnel. And we have other ones too. This is just one specific one.
Sure.
But I would say where I would start, that's such a great question. I would actually focus on traffic.
Okay.
Because the funnel's a winner. You know, the funnel works, and you know, we could go dig up data, and I've got an analytic guy that's amazing with that kind of stuff, and we could figure out what's our percentage, and maybe we could find a way to increase it 1% or 2% or 5%, right?
Yeah.
But I think the more people you have coming in, the better for that. So I think that's a great question, and that's what my answer is for sure.
So, and how are you? You mentioned that it's like a launch. It's like an actual launch for people who once they get into the funnel. How are you doing that? Like, what types of tools are you using to do that?
This is where it gets sexy, Rick. I don't know. Is it too sexy to even talk about? yes, there's a few tools. And by the way, this drove us crazy trying to figure this stuff. And I say we, what I literally mean is myself. Right. Trying to, I don't know why it's a royal we. I'm like into the royal we lately. But I was trying to figure this out. And, you know, this tool would break the website. This tool would do that. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to figure out the simplest way to really do that. And really the key tool we use, obviously I use Entreport for all my email and all that kind of stuff. And that's not, you could use anything. It doesn't matter. I use Lead Pages for my lead pages. That again, doesn't matter. Could be anything. So what you really need is something that helps create firing links that so everything works appropriately, right? Yeah. Because if it says it closes on Friday and then someone goes on Saturday and they see it's open, they're going to be, the BS meter goes through the roof and you don't want that, right?
Yeah, sure.
You got to stick with your deadlines, whether they're a live or an evergreen deadline. So we use two different tools and they're a little bit different. We have the funnel. We actually send some traffic to one tool and some traffic to the other. They're both pretty much the same thing. One is called Timerlay. And Timerlay allows you to basically create a very easy countdown on your site, no programming needed, and then it expires, okay? The downside of Timerlay is that you have to basically reset it on a weekly basis, okay? It takes 5 minutes. My assistant goes in and does it and everything. But basically, we switch the link out. We create a new Timerlay link each week that goes out to people. Okay, so it's a little more, I don't want to say manual, but there's like 5 minutes of work. It's not stressful. It takes 5 minutes. But right. That's the end of the day. I'm pretty sure most people would be like, you know what, 5 minutes, 20,000, I think we could do it.
Yeah, sure.
But bottom line is that's one tool that we use very consistently on our funnels. Another one, which is a great one, is called Deadline Funnel. Yeah. Deadline Funnel. And Deadline Funnel is a little bit more intricate to set up. Like Timerlay, you know, it's like being a monkey. You're like, go on there and you poke at the computer and you're like, ah, hop, and it's up, you know? Yeah. Deadline Funnel is a little more integrated. It's a little more fancy. It works with your emails. It works with this, works with that. Not that it's difficult to set up, just takes a little bit more time, right? Once that's set up, then you're completely automated, right? So then you're good to go. You don't really have to touch anything. As soon as someone comes in, boom, 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 it all takes care of that. So I think that's a better kind of long-term solution as well.
Yeah, and if you're using Deadline Funnel, I mean, I use it myself, and I'm by no means an expert with it, but I think the biggest difference between Deadline Funnel and Timerlay is that Timerlay is link click-based. Like, you have to click the link in order for the timer to start.
No, you don't. Actually, fun fact.
Really?
Yeah, there's a way around that. But here's the Deadline Funnel is definitely a better overall solution, right? Yeah. And also, Deadline Funnel works better on phones. Timerlay is kind of hit or miss on phones sometimes. Like, it does weird stuff. God knows. I've seen this go on for 2 years. But one challenge of Timerlay is this. We will basically, when you're doing deadline, let's see if I'm trying to think this, put this into the easiest terms possible, because I love keeping things simple. And if it gets complicated, I'm never going to do it anyway. So here's the easiest way to kind of think about this. When you're using Timerlay, you really have to have everyone start and end on the same date. Does that make sense? So meaning, like, put everyone into a sales sequence on Tuesday, and then it closes for all those people on Friday.
Okay.
Let's just use that as it. You have to have kind of like, okay, this is when they're going to start and this is when it's going to end. You can tell that could cause some complications depending on when people opt in and all that kind of stuff. We've kind of figured it out, but it's taken some manual work, right? With Deadline Funnel, doesn't matter. They can opt in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, even Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they will all go through the same experience. So there's that's kind of a better overall solution, I would say.
Okay, so once they get into, so that they come into your sales funnel, I just want to kind of recap this and
sure.
kind of, sort of continue to break down each piece. They come into your sales funnel, they download the cheat sheet or whatever it might be. Once they do that, then they go into an email follow-up series where, as you said, a bunch of fun and games for them, lots of giveaways, video series,
yeah.
lots of educational stuff, lots of value. And then once they go through that, then they're presented, you know, an email series with an opportunity to enroll in your course and further their training from there. Each individual person, as they're going through, now has, using something like Deadline Funnel, each individual person has their own unique deadline.
Correct.
For, you know, to enroll in that course. What happens if they try to do it afterwards?
So what happens is, what's nice about Deadline Funnel or Timerlay, either one for this, is that the link actually expires. So it's like cookied and expires, and then we have a missed it that goes up, right? So if you try to click it, unless I reset it manually for you or something like that, mm-hmm. Then it's going to be gone. So you're not going to have that issue in terms of people trying to get in after the deadline or anything like that.
No, if they go to the, you know, you missed it, and maybe there's an opt in there, like, you know, to opt in for whatever next live launch or whatever it might be.
Right?
Are they able to? I don't know this about Deadline Funnel, and I've kind of heard some stories about it. Are they able to actually get back into that sales funnel at some other point, or are
you
they?
You can actually good point. Yeah. I tell you what I mean. You say so. Like what Rick's basically saying here, and is that, you know, if I go through the funnel and I don't buy, can I just re-enter the funnel next week and go through it again, or go through it every day if I feel the need? The answer is you can set it up either way. So they actually have a way that you can either say, you know what, once someone goes through there, never ever again. You could also say, once someone goes through there, reset them at 100 days.
Okay.
50 days, 30 days, anything you want to do with that. Like our overall strategy is that we do a combination of automated and live launches throughout a year.
Yeah.
Right? And that's my favorite strategy. It's what I teach people. I love it. And again, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that starting live is critical for this stuff, right? Because the live is kind of proving your winner, your funnel. Like, once you have a winner, that's the time to go evergreen. I've had people try to start with evergreen.
Yeah.
And I think that's a critical mistake, because in all honesty, not that it's difficult, but it's certainly more tricky than doing a live launch. Do you know what I mean? And if you start with that, you're going to overwhelm yourself and you're going to want to jump to the moon, right? So the better thing to do is do live launches. You know, really perfect that. Perfect your offer. Know that you have a winner. Know that it's doing well. Know that you're getting amazing people in there. Then you can go evergreen. And then it's kind of a combination of things going back and forth between live and evergreen on a yearly basis. So we kind of do several live launches and several evergreen launches. And it gives people kind of re-opportunities to go in on the program, which is fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because it really is. You do really have to figure out what works and what doesn't in your sales funnel. And you do that by doing this live several times to kind of work out the kinks, if you will. And once you, and as you're going through and making sure that you're tracking every step of the way, so that you do know once you get a winner, okay, that's when you can turn things into an evergreen funnel. Is there anybody that you think that should not be doing this, or anybody that you think that you feel like should absolutely be doing this sort of strategy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. I think everyone's a little bit different. I think that once you get a winner under your belt in terms of a product or program, right, and you do it several times, and I think that's the key that's important. I think that you want to do at least 3 to 4 launches, mm-hmm. you know, before you probably go evergreen. I know, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. There's a couple guys I know that that went kind of did one launch and went right to evergreen, but they were kind of strange unicorns, right? So you want to perfect it down at least for live ones, and then it's really the time to do it. And I think if you've got a course or program, or you know, what's nice about this and is if you've got anything else going on in your life, right, you can now know that we have an automated sequence of in terms of revenue coming in on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the key thing to keep in mind. If you want more freedom base in your business, this is a great way of doing it. And I remember when I first started hearing about evergreen funnels and these things, I thought, oh, this is sketchier. This is weird. It's not at all. All it is giving people an individualized launch experience, you know, to get into the program and also give them great free content and stuff like that. It's not like it's just sales over and over and over again. There's great free content in there. We have a free video series and things like that. And really, that has been, I would say, in the last couple of years, probably the number one business game changer for us, because you can look at that and say, you know, what's 20,000 a week, Rick? I don't know how many times 52, whatever that is. That's a pretty good. I have this like old school calculator right here that I think I had in college, which is frightening. But 52 times 20,000 is, you know, 1,040,000, something like that. 1,040,000, right? So just think about that. I mean, that's just one thing. But it takes time to get to that point, right? So like meaning if you're starting out and now you're making, you know, $500 a week with your automated funnel, fantastic. Then maybe try to get that to 1,000. If you can get that from 1,000 to 2,000, you know, it's all about up over time. It's not like necessarily people are going to start at that number, but it's something that you can certainly work towards. And, you know, everyone's a little bit different when it comes to their business. So
yeah. And so I just want to recap the different elements of it. So we have our giveaway. So if you don't have a giveaway yet, that's what you want to create in your business. Then you want to create the follow-up sequence, which is, you know, whatever that might look like for you, David. It's a video series. It's tons of value. It's, you know, additional downloads and giveaways. So if somebody doesn't have that in their business, you know, look to create that sort of thing, all leading into whatever your sale is. And for you, it's a course. So
right.
Just kind of breaking those each individual thing down. So for anybody listening, if you want to create an evergreen funnel and you're not really sure, you know, how to go about doing that, listen to what we've been talking about here today and, you know, looking at the elements that are going into the evergreen funnel and figuring out which ones that you need to put together for your business. Now, David, you have a course at the end of yours and you are the online courses guru. Tell me more about that, because we're going to be talking about that in a live webinar. At the time of when this episode comes out, it's next week. It's November 17th, which is Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And you're going to be teaching the 7 steps to creating, promoting, and profiting from online courses.
So yeah, really, you know, just to give you the extreme short version of it is that I went from knowing nothing about, you know, creating online courses, spent several years obsessing over learning how to do it because I knew it was going to be a game changer for my business. I saw these people that were making these courses and like helping people and making incredible amount of money and having this great lifestyle. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do this. So I obsessed like a crazy person for several years, started doing my own courses, went from, you know, start with a very, very small launch, which I'll talk about on the webinar, Rick, and grew that business then to 7 figures plus over several years, then really found my calling as teaching people how to do the same with online courses. So once I kind of did it, you know, I'm not one of those people that like created a course on online courses and that's the only course I've done, right? Which would be a disaster. So then my entire kind of you know, business took off in terms of shifting towards helping people create, promote, and profit from their own online courses. And so that's what we're going to be talking about on Tuesday, November 17th. We're going to be going through the 7-step process. We're going to be going through the only question you need to ask your audience to have them tell you what they want in your course. We're going to talk about the secrets of pricing your course. You get the very best customers and generate the most revenue. It's literally changed my business basically overnight, and many of my students as well. We're going to talk about the biggest marketing and promoting mistake you can make and how to fix it. I won't leave you hanging, I promise. Live Q&A and a lot more. So I'll be sharing with you my own experience and also experiences from thousands of my students that have followed my system for this as well. So it's going to be a good time.
Love it. We have a lot to fit into about an hour or so. So if you would like to go and register, rickmulready.com/DSG11. That's rickmulready.com/DSG11. I'll be sure to link that up in the show notes page. Also, Deadline Funnel, Timer Lay. I'll have links for those if you can go check those out if you'd like to. Last question here for you, David. So you do have an online course here at the end of your sales funnel. Are there other... Yep. Forms of products that people can that this will work for as well?
Yeah, I would, you know, this is funny because like, I don't know if you want me to say it's gonna work for everything. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm totally like, as you can see here, I'm a very straight, blunt shooter with all this kind of stuff. You know, I specialize in people that want to sell information. Do you know what I mean? So Everything that I do is centered around selling courses or course-like things, right? And so this funnel, I can definitely not make any promises about other types of business, whether you're trying to sell a service or anything like that. I'm not saying it can't, but I can tell you that really kind of the special sauce that we use it for and teach people to do is with courses and information programs.
Yeah, and obviously it's work. If you're doing, you know, over seven figures a year on this is a funnel that works, and you know, we can, it's definitely proven here. So again, we're going to be talking about all this stuff a lot more here with online courses. November 17th, that's a Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to grab your spot and come hang out with David and I, it's rickmulready.com/DSG11. David, thanks so much for coming on here, man. This has been great. I've actually been wanting to have you on here for a while to talk about this funnel, because I think it's obviously really effective, but it's something that once you kind of talk about, and if someone's listening can kind of map it out, like draw it out, it's really not super complicated to get this into play.
No, it really isn't. I mean, we probably dragged on a little bit on it, you know, just because we're trying to figure it out. And then once you see it, you're like, oh, this is far easier than we could possibly imagine, for sure. And we'll talk. I've got some evergreen stuff. We'll talk about some of that on the webinar as well, Rick, for sure. And I would tell people, definitely block out a buck and a half. Do it, like, you know, I you said hour, but let's just make sure, let's be safe there, because I'm gonna cover about 6 hours of material in about an hour and a half, because I'm gonna be juiced up on coffee and energy drinks and God knows what. Nice. So we'll be ready to roll. It's gonna be a good time.
Awesome. Where else can people connect with you online?
So best spot is therisetotop.com. You can kind of see more about me, products, programs, blog, all that kind of good stuff. That's a good place to go. And if you want any more info, you can also go to createawesomeonlinecourses.com as well.
Awesome. I'll include those in the show notes for today's episode. Dave, thanks so much. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, Rick. It's been a blast as usual.
All right. I hope you got a lot out of this one with David. Over on the show notes page for today's episode, I've summarized the evergreen funnel that David talked about today, and how he's using tools like Deadline Funnel and Timerlay. So if you're a visual person, be sure to check that out over at rickmulready.com/62. Now, if you're looking to create a similar evergreen funnel in your business like what David talked about today, I'd say one big takeaway from what he said is to have a proven funnel first before making it evergreen. For some of you guys listening, this is an obvious no-brainer, but for those of you who do not currently have this sort of funnel in your business, make sure that you're not starting out with your evergreen funnel. Make sure it's a proven funnel first, and then once it's proven, you can look at making it evergreen. Also, as we mentioned, I'm going to be hosting a webinar training with David where he's going to be teaching the 7 steps to creating, promoting, and profiting from online courses. The webinar is going to be on Tuesday, November 17th at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern. So depending on when you're listening to this episode, it will be either coming up or maybe you will have missed it. It's going to be a free webinar. So if you'd like to join us, just go to rickmulready.com/DSG11. That's the number 11. And you can register up for the webinar there. I'll also have that link over on the show notes page. I've done a couple of these trainings with David, and I regularly hear from people that they're the best webinars they've ever attended. So definitely hope to see you over there on Tuesday, November 17th. All right. Thanks again for tuning into today's episode. Got a lot more coming your way in the next one, where we're going to continue this conversation around sales funnels, this time with Jeremy Franson and Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery, where we get into 6 ways to scale your business and then also how to create real wealth from your paid traffic. I had a lot of fun with this conversation. It's a really good one, but I know you're going to get a ton out of. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.